Hello, my name is Ronja, and I'm here with my friend Ollie, and welcome to Soffbubblarna. We're having another English episode. Give it up. Yeah. No, yay. But this time...
not so interested.
I'm joking. Nah, he's not as interested in gaming that I am, because we're going to talk a bit about gaming. But, like, if you don't do gaming... Don't worry, he doesn't do as much, like, that much gaming either, so, like, it's fine.
I think we are going to fight. I'm ready.
I'm not gonna fight you. Because, like, that's a thing in gaming communities that actually pisses me off. Like, people excluding people. Like, oh, you've only played 300 hours, you have no idea what you're even talking about. You need to be at least 800 hours in, right? And then, like, no, I hate that kind of, like, because gaming's supposed to be inclusive. So, like, even though you don't play that much, you should still be included as a gamer. Sure, you're more of a casual gamer.
Listen. I haven't played more than maybe 10 hours of some games, yeah. And that's much to me.
Yeah.
And even I haven't played that much. I can't see myself.
You're what's called a casual gamer. Like, you play a bit of video games, like, not often.
No.
Like, barely, never. Like, but you, like, might pick it up. Sure, because there's two fields I typically say to, like, casual gamers. The ones who, like, do it at a party. Like, they got FIFA. They might play if they have friends over. But otherwise, there's no way they're playing. And then there's the casual gamers that, like, they play, like, one or two games.
Yeah. Maybe you want to know why. Look, I like gaming. Yeah. I like games. And I have watched... I watch many gamers play on the...
Yeah, you watch gameplay.
Yeah, on YouTube and things like that. But the thing is, I can't play that much because I don't have time. If I give up my 4 hours on some game, though, then I have lost 4 hours of study or being here in studio or go to the gym or
the gym.
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me that you literally never go to the gym even though you pay for it?
I stopped going to gym for a month ago.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like forever.
You didn't follow me on Instagram. Yeah. Otherwise, you watch. I literally posted a story every day when I counted day one, day two, day three, when I went to the gym. But I don't know, the thing is time, I don't have time to game.
Yeah, well, that's like time management, but also, like, I get it, because, like, the things I mostly do is study, sleep, and game. Study, sleep, game, study, sleep, game.
Me is study, go to school.
Well, that's part of studying. I count.
Uh-huh. I don't know. You wanted to talk...
About video games. So, what... You don't play very much, but what you do play, you said it's PUBG, right?
Yeah. I play PUBG, and I played Assassin's Creed, like, 3.
Which one?
The Egyptian one.
Oh, that's, like, one of the newest ones. Yeah. Origins, yeah.
Yeah. I liked it, but it's so slow. I like games who are faster, like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It's fast. Like, when you die, you come back again.
Yeah, it's fast pace.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like some people do like that, and that's like COD and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But is there only those two games, or have you played anything else?
A little bit of Need for Speed, what's it called? Midnight Club. Have you played that?
No,
Midnight Club. That's the game that I love the most. That is number one on my top 10. Midnight Club is like GTA.
Yeah.
But without the crime and that other stuff, you know? So...
But you just drive around and... No, if you don't do crime, you don't steal cars. You just drive around.
It's like... how do I explain that? You is racing, but is street racing like
street racing. There's a lot of
So you drive around and maybe you find some guy and race with him for money or a car swap. When you lose, you take the guy's car. So I like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, like myself as well. If anyone does game and they're like, "Who the hell is she to talk about gaming?" I mostly do single player games like Skyrim. I think I know I have at least 600 hours clocked in. I think
at least.
Yeah, I think you know, so.
Listen. When she said, "Yeah, I played." Like 300 hours, that not that much. You have to be 800 hours. I thought, who the fuck?
Yeah, no, but like I've been told, CS:GO, that's something that you might like.
I have played CS:GO.
Yeah, so. Like if you want to get properly like good level of that, it's like a few hundred hours, and like any MOBA basically, I've been told, it's like 300 hours to get into it properly, and like. Yeah, so it's like, but like for me, it's I play Skyrim a lot. I play all the Dragon Age games. I play the Mass Effect games. I play Far Cry 3, 4, and I want to get 5. And like basically that like single player, like I'm alone. I don't have to be with other people. Like the only multiplayer things I play basically is Overwatch. And I am a Moira main currently. And you don't understand what any of that means.
Nope. No. I don't have any fucking clue what the fuck are you talking about.
No, but basically, but you know what?
What the fuck is Skyrim?
Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Did you remember when you asked me about my necklace? I have a Skyrim necklace that I don't wear right now, but I have it. It's like dog tags. And you asked me.
This is why I don't like to be called a gamer. Because a gamer, you have to. I don't know. I get the impression that you have to play at least 500 games and you have to know everything about it
because every gamer
that I have met, they I play that, I play this, I play this, I play that. I don't know.
Yeah, but no, but the reason that you say what you play is because if you find games in common or like for example, you know the guy I went on a date with he, before we even met, I got to see his Steam account and his library, and he got to see mine. And he had some games in there that literally meant...
That's a nerd thing.
Yeah, no, it really is. That's a really nerd thing. No, and before the first date. We didn't do it on the date. Like, we did it before we ever met. Like, when we were talking to each other, just like that. And I was just like... I got less scared of going on a date with him because I was just like, oh, he has these games? Okay. So this, and like, you can sometimes see what kind of a person, like, for example, I'm uncomfortable in crowds. I'm you know that. Like, I don't like too much of too many people. And like, so it's natural that I like single player games where I can be alone.
Lonely.
I am so lonely.
No.
Yeah, don't make me sing. I sing horribly. Yeah, but...
Yeah, you do.
Now you hurt my feeling. No, you didn't. Nothing can hurt me anymore. I am made of stone. But with gaming... But so it's just time that keeps you from doing it. But you like fast pace. So, but how about like on some parties, like even casual parties, because you're a casual gamer. Like, if you see some people booting up, I don't know, fucking Super Mario or something. Like, would you jump in and, have a nice time on the couch? Or would you just say, nah, and like say, but like, would you watch?
I would say no, fuck you.
No, but
I hate Mario. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I hate it.
Is it him or is it platformers you hate?
Everything about it. And the gamers that love Mario, I don't know, he's so fucking weird. And Minecraft, I hate Minecraft gamers.
No, I love
gamers.
Minecraft, I play Minecraft, I love
I
it.
I hate Minecraft and I hate Minecraft gamers, they are the worst.
Do you hate me? Why?
They are the worst community on the gaming platform.
No,
I don't know.
Oh god, no they're not, they are not, trust
they are,
me.
They
Dude,
are, they
if you
are.
Like most, a lot of gaming community, like because like they're exclusive in some parts. They like to exclude people. There's assholes in every division of most games. Like I was once told that because I didn't have 60.
Then the Minecraft community.
No, but you know why you see the Minecraft community? Because it's the world's the game that has sold the most copies ever. So that's why you see it a lot. But honestly, the worst interactions I've had is with Undertale. Like, I love Undertale. It's a wonderful game. But you probably haven't heard of it. Or maybe you have. But it's basically a
okay.
game.
Can you explain to me what do you do in Minecraft?
Minecraft?
Yeah.
Depends on which one of my saves I'm using and what mood I am. In one of them, I basically right now I'm playing in survival and I'm just basically building a tower and I'm actually surrounded by three towns. I've never like been towns are very rare and I really love it. So I'm right close to three towns. So I'm building a tower and I'm switching the materials. So basically, and I have like four wool. So basically, I live a daily life almost like you do in The Sims but in first person. So I just like I get up. I get my food, I get my materials, if I don't go to bed on time, and also, like, if I see them, like, in caves and shit, I kill the monsters, and then, like, I go to bed. And the thing is that Minecraft, I don't play a lot of Minecraft, but when I do play it, it's, like, to calm me down. Or, for example, sometimes I have a creative one where I'm basically, so basically you just get flat land, and you have access to everything, and I just try to build something. Like I'm not good at building.
So fucking boring.
Yeah, for you because that's the one.
Build something in the real time. What the fuck?
No, it's not. It's not real time.
No, but building something. That's the most boring shit I ever heard in my life.
I guess you're not interested in building computers either, then, right?
No.
No, that's not your thing. But that's what I like about gaming. I'm not that interested in Call of Duty because I don't like that or like PUBG. I'm not interested in PUBG at all. I can watch people playing it, fine. But I'm not interested in playing it because that's not my sort of game. I more like the single player experience. I like a good story. Like, you know, and then of course
you can be a single player in Call of Duty 2.
Yeah, but like it's more shooty shooty. Oh, do this. There's no real like.
Real what?
How do I say this without? There's no real story. Basically, the story is go here, shoot this guy. Oh, this guy was captured. Go save him. This guy's like it's war. It's war, war, war. Like it's nothing like. I take for example in Skyrim. You wake up and you're this, and you can do literally anything you want. Do you want to go and chop wood for 4 hours? You can do that. If you want to go and collect flowers and make potions, you can do that. If you want to kill a dragon, you can do that. Because that is who you are. You are the dragonborn. You can do anything.
You can do anything in Call of Duty 2.
No, you can't. You can go there and shoot people or you can die.
You don't have to shoot people. You can be the one who heal your teammates. Or you can be the sniper one. Or you can be the leader one.
Sniper, you still kill.
Yeah, but
and
you don't.
And regular soldier, you still kill. I'm really surprised if the healer one does not kill when they're not healing. Like, because all that game... And, like, this is what I wanted to say. You like that game. I don't. You don't like Minecraft. I do. It's different personal style. It's like with movies. I do like romantic movies. Like The Notebook and shit like that. Do you like romantic movies?
Maybe.
Yeah.
In some movies?
Yeah. I don't. I've seen like one romantic movie that I like, and that's like Warm Bodies, you know, the zombie love movie.
I love Warm Bodies.
Yeah, it's a great movie. But otherwise I don't like it. As well as most comedy, I don't like. I'm picky. I'm really picky when it comes to comedy. But like some people, they laugh at anything. And that's fine. It's fine to like different things. And like the thing about gaming,
I accept everything. You can be whoever you want. You can like whoever you want, whatever you want.
Yeah.
But in gaming, I can't accept people who plays building things in hours.
That's what they think is fun. Like for example, I've spent hours in Minecraft, fishing.
Do you want to go to a flat landing and physically build
in like, real life? No.
No. So why do you want to do it?
It's not in real life. It's faster. It's fun. I can have this image in my head, and then just like if I'm really good, a few minutes. Otherwise, like sure, it might take time, but that's depending. It's like drawing. That's what Minecraft is. It's like drawing, but with two hands. Basically, instead of like, oh, I have this completely blank, it's like saying, oh, would you take this completely blank piece of paper and like actually move your hand on it?
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, no.
No.
I don't like drawing. I'm really, really bad at it. But do you know what I would do? Do you know what I would do? I would take a computer with a mouse and a keyboard, and I would go in and I'd pick the quartz or something, like quartz block, and I would place them how I wanted them to, just like you draw with a pen. I draw with the in a creative mode. Otherwise, it's more like fucking living. Like for example, oh, why do people like The Sims? The Sims is a very cool game with playing, because there's very different people who play it. There's people, I have friends, who literally go into The Sims, create the characters, and turn off the game, because they don't care about building, they don't care about playing. They just want to, like basically mold the people, create the characters, make them look a certain way. They might have even download mods just to get more hair and more outfits. And some people I know who play it, their favorite part is how, like, building the houses. So they might go in like world edit mode, no family at all, just building houses, building apartments, like building parks, just for fun. Me, I'm the one that, sure, I like creating the characters. I've started to get a little bit into building, but not very much. No, not really. Like a bit interior designing, but no. But I do the playing. I can play a Sims life, and I'll plan it as well beforehand for generations. Like I'll create a family with like three people, and then I'll eventually place their grandchildren, and like I'll span it out. Because sometimes I think that's really relaxing and fun, and I can like, because you know I write stories. So like it's like that. I get to write my own story. This is this character. Like for example, right now, one of the stories that I did, I had this character. He was a romantic, and like he was like ambitious, and basically he wanted to paint. Like, and what he did was that he fucked women, got them pregnant, and was like, oops. And then while working as a businessman and selling paintings out of his, because he was living in a big city. So like, he was living in this kind of big apartment, but like also kind of small. And then like literally he was painting, going out, dating some girl, getting her pregnant, and then like repeat. Eventually during the meantime, he's also a bro. That's one of his traits. So there was this guy, and they started becoming friends, and I had them become friends. And suddenly the other Sim flirted with my Sim, and it worked. Now the thing was that those were both boys. He, the one that I had been playing with, had only ever slept with girls, and I'd had him like impregnate a lot of them. Like at that point, he'd like made like 7 girls pregnant or something.
What the fuck are you writing?
I was gonna write a tragedy.
What the fuck?
No, because like sometimes you like write tragedy, sometimes you write. But you know what had happened? Eventually, he found out that 2 of his kids literally live in the same house as this guy that he's like now in love with. Like, so basically, he found out that he also likes Pokemon.
What the fuck? Yeah,
and then he became friends with all of his 18 children. He befriended all of his 18 children. Then after he befriended all of his children, he married the guy he loved. They now live in a better apartment.
So he was gay or what?
No, he was bisexual, but he didn't know. He had no idea he also liked men. And like, he literally just went from, I don't care about anything, like sex is just a meaningless thing, and like babies are born, and I don't care about the babies. They're like, sure, they're mine, but I don't give a shit. And then he just went into...
I think I have seen a movie that is quite really? Like that. Yeah.
I haven't. But...
The movie was like... This was a guy that was broke and sold his... sperm to...
Oh, his sperm.
His sperm to... to this lab that
to help
so so years after that so he find out that he got 99 children or something. And
he must have sold a lot of sperm.
He gets kind of emotionally I'm sorry.
He gets
some people maybe come in into the studio. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what it is today.
People be running in and out of the studio, and we're getting a bit pissed.
They don't quite get that we have booked this studio.
Yeah.
So, So this guy
got emotional.
Gets quite emotional. With the letter he get, and he wants to get a contact with his kids. So he started adding them on the Facebook and trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the movie is kind of funny. I don't know. When you say that, so that
okay, I have no up, idea. No, but like that's what I do. Like, I write stories. Like, so sometimes I don't know what I'm doing with them. Like, I'm just like. Like, for example, what I had planned to do with that story was that I'd plan him that he was going to have all these kids, and then I was going to have him grow old into an elder sim, because, like, you go through life stages as a sim. And I was supposed to have him go to all his children and be like, please love me, please love me, and they'd all, like, turn him down.
Yeah.
Like,
so...
But instead, it turned into a happy story, a love story.
Do you want to hear a shocker?
Ooh, yeah, sure.
The shocker is that I see what you're trying to say, and your perspective give me perspective to see the boring games that I say.
Yeah.
In a whole another
way.
View, way, because the real thing is that I have never played, so I have nothing to say about it. But I have heard from the gamers that like my games, that the other Minecraft gaming community that suck, and I see a lot of memes and things.
Yeah.
So there I got my view to the gaming.
Yeah,
so do you understand what
I'm
trying to say?
Yeah, I get why you have the view, and that's one of the reasons that I want to do this talk, because like I think literally because like we're doing this.
Yeah, just I want to say something before she
goes into another round.
Yeah, the thing is that she was trying to get me into this to this episode, because I didn't like the idea, because I haven't played that many games, and I don't like the games that she plays. So she literally dragged me into this. Yeah. But I'm glad that she did, because now I see the perspective from her view too. Because she said, and you can literally go to open land and create what's in your mind.
Yeah.
That's something that catch my interest, you know, because before I have my judgment that I have seen in memes and the gamers that play Call of Duty and say, nah, Minecraft gaming community sucks, and shit like that.
Yeah, so, and like, that's one of the reasons that I literally kicked you in here kicking and screaming, like, I don't want to do about gaming. Because I'm just like, no, because it's, like, even as friends, I think you'll understand me a bit more now that I say, like, I do this game because of the story. I do this game because it makes me feel special. I do this game because it makes me think. And some games you just do for
and
the
be creative,
shit.
I think, you know? Because the what's it called?
Minecraft?
No, the game that I played. Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I'm so tired. Call of Duty, you ain't creative. You just, like you said.
You run here, you shoot this. You run here, you catch.
That's a hard reality, though.
Yeah.
Because you run, you protect yourself, and you kill. But in, I think, I haven't played, but from the view that you say, I think the building games are kind of good because you can be creative with yourself and I don't know.
Yeah. But like, that's the thing, because different games scratch different itches. Like, for example, as I said, when I play Minecraft, or if I play it in the regular...
Minecraft.
No, if I play Minecraft like in the regular mode, I do it because, like, I want to relax. I might want to fish. I might want to get some... Like, I just want to... I need to calm down. It's one... Like, for example, if I've had a panic attack that day, if I can calm myself down enough, I want to play Minecraft because it calms me down. And, like... But if I feel creative and I'm just like, oh, I want to get this thing out of my head, and, like, and it's something visual, I'll go into Minecraft creative mode and I'll, like, try... Because I can't draw. I can't sing. I can't even, like, to understand how not creative and artistic I am. Literally, typically when I do, like, projects in school and it's supposed to, like, look good, people don't let me participate. I get to sit, like, next to it and, like, say ideas. Like, people don't even let me handle scissors. Like, I can handle scissors, but the thing is, I can't cut straight on a goddamn line. Like, I'm not creative. Like... It's like
okay, you don't have
like,
to.
Yeah. I go on a rant. I know.
Yeah.
So like, the way I can get it out is like through gaming, because I know how to play video games. So it's not that hard to do art for me in video games, because like
for you.
Yeah, for me, who knows how to handle the controls? But it's also like the same.
But don't you think that you are good with that because you have spent a lot of time with it? Because if you spend a lot of time in writing or in painting or something else...
Well, writing I do. I know, but the thing is, for me, that you know how you... The thing that you did as a kid, like football, you did football.
Yeah.
Or soccer, depending on... Soccer. Football. We'll say football because everyone except for America does. But you did that. You were really good. Even though you were got after your injury, you didn't really do it anymore.
No.
You'd still, even though you don't have the,
physically.
Yeah, you don't have the stamina and shit anymore. You still have the skill. You have the knowledge. You could be a great coach. Like, you could be anything like that. But if you had never done it before and started picking it up now, even though we're young and only like 19, 20 respectively, then like it would still take a lot longer, maybe you might not even reach the point you're at now.
I see your point now.
I was playing games when I was quite young, and like
that's good that you say that, because I my first gaming console, I got it, I think I told you in another episode that I bought my first Xbox 360 when I was 14, 15.
Yeah.
So that was because if you see kids now in pro leagues and shit like that, so
yeah.
they have played since they were 6 or 7. Like I played football when yeah. I was 6 and 7, you know?
Yeah.
So I see what yeah. you're trying to say. Yeah.
And like, because like, sure, I could start to learn like drawing. Like, because my only. Yeah, like I can write, I can do that, but I can't draw. And I don't need to draw. Nowhere in my life is there a point where I need to draw.
No, we're going to off record now. So we're trying to talk about gaming.
Yeah, gaming.
So,
yeah, and like back to that. You're right. So, but is there any game that you've heard of that you really want to try?
I have played like 3 hours in Assassin's Creed. I liked it, but I didn't have the time for it.
Yeah.
So my goal is when the summers end and I got my room and the season for this podcasting ends, and when I get a little bit more time, so I will try to play it.
Yeah.
So when it's done for the next season, so I will review how it went and how it was and like that. But the 3 hours that I have played now, it was good. Yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, because like the thing is like the Assassin's Creed games I played is like I played the first one. That one I played on console, and then on PC, because I tend to prefer the Assassin's Creed ones on PC. I do both console and PC gaming, by the way, for everyone listening. So that's why I switched, but I switched with some of them. And like, so like with Assassin's Creed, I have done the fourth one, which is the Black Flag one, the one where you're a pirate.
Yeah.
And I've done the, I don't know which order, but the Syndicate one, the one where you're in London during the, you know, all the workings and stuff like that.
You're talking with the audience, you know, because I don't have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, all right, there's a lot of them. I really want to play both Origins and Odyssey, though, but I think...
But have you played League of Legends?
No, I haven't.
Have you heard about
it? Of course I've heard of League of Legends, yeah.
That one's seemed quite interesting.
Yeah, but that's, if I don't remember what that's classed. What? I think that's a MOBA, if I'm remembering the
yeah.
classification.
What
correct.
Is the most nerdiest game that it's...
Well, that's that's once again, just like with what you like, depends on what you are. Like, if you want to play a single player, like, role
no,
player...
No, I mean... what is the most nerdiest game? When you say that game's name, you say, yeah, that's what nerds play. What is that game? When I think about the most nerdiest, I think about Minecraft.
No. Minecraft is most children. Like, that's the most...
Yeah.
Like...
Assassin's Creed? No. I mean...
Nerdy is...
Scream or what the fuck?
No, well, here's the thing. There's stereotypes in every game. Like, for example, World of Warcraft, they have the stereotype of the neckbeard, like the fat men who sit
yes,
there doing nothing.
Yes, that's what
but that's,
I am
that's
talking
not a
about.
Nerd. That's not nerdy. That's like neckbeard. But nerdy is more like I'd say either Dota or Skyrim, honestly, depending
can
on...
Can I say what I think? When I think about a nerdy game, I think about a guy that is really, really heavy and have like a terrorist beard.
You mean a neck beard? Yeah.
Yeah. And it's ginger.
Oh, that's gonna bite us in the ass if we ever.
That's what nerd I think. Or
really? Ginger. I think I've seen one ginger gamer only.
Do you know?
I do.
Yes, we have.
I do.
Yeah.
I didn't know he played games. But no, he doesn't have. He's not fat.
He's fat.
Then we're not thinking about the same person.
We're going off record for a second.
All right. That's bleeped out because no way in hell am I standing for that. And like, he's not. Never mind. We're not talking about that.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's not okay. Like, but it's good that you said that here, not somewhere where they where anyone will hear or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's
we have like 8 platforms that
yeah,
this
and this
podcast
will be recorded forever.
Nine actually with YouTube 9. So
okay, 9 when we get YouTube Pro. Or have you got it working by the way now?
Yeah, the only thing is we have to upload it.
Yeah, that's fine. So we basically got that rolling.
So
yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, so you're lucky I like know that's offensive. Like, this is, for example, like, we'll never discuss slavery with just the two of us, because I'm white as hell. Like, sure, you're brown, but, like...
I'm Asian.
Yeah. Yeah, Asian can be brown.
No, Asian is yellow.
That, I know, is also offensive. I won't ever call
I'm
you.
Asian, I can call myself
yeah,
yellow.
Yeah, you can, I can't.
Yeah, so don't
so,
say
so
it.
So justice warriors will come kill me. You know, oh god, no.
I'm half a half Asian. Actually, I'm Persian in the other end.
Yeah. Doesn't Persian count as brown, though?
No. Yes.
Yeah? So you're half brown, half Asian?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're a mix, though. That's a tequila joke.
I don't know what we are going to talk about more.
More
so
game.
I think.
Yeah, I know.
If you guys have any idea that a game that you think is nerdy and you think I could play and like it, please send that to me because.
Send you the game?
Send.
Oh, the name. Okay.
The name.
So. I was just like, are you that much?
That much what? I'm not cheap. You know that.
Yeah, I know you're not cheap. I'm the cheap one between you and me.
I spend like hundreds every day.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't understand how or why, but yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you now.
Yeah.
The reason that I don't like to
save your money
because money comes and money goes, and when I enjoy that money so even that tomorrow I got no money and I spend everything today and I enjoy it, so
yeah.
I think it's worth it, you know?
Yeah, but like,
because
you live at home now, so now it's understandable, but
yeah.
You do know how to budget, right?
Yeah, I know. So that's why I'm trying to take this situation.
Yeah.
And
you're milking
it.
The situation of
yeah.
Living at home.
Because, I don't know, because I know somebody who die for like a dollar, you know? She saves everything. She saves everything. She goes so extreme that she takes money from her boyfriend. And I don't have any money, I have to eat or something. She don't take even money from her parents, she take money from other people, and that's what's life then, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't enjoy,
but like, for example, I do save and I have like savings and stuff like that I can't touch, because the thing is that I used to have savings that I technically could touch but that I didn't. But but that all went away in Spain. And, like, that was supposed to go away in Spain. And, like, so right now, I don't think I have any money. Like, literally.
Yeah. Don't take me wrong. I have, a little bit saving, too.
Yeah.
But it's for future. It's for a study. Because
studying an apartment.
Yeah, I want to go to university, you know. So that's not cheap. But I think savings for, like, tomorrow or another day, I don't like that. I want to spend it and have fun and spend it for my needs. So that's why.
Yeah.
I don't want to go hungry on the lunch because of, $10?
Yeah.
Like 100 crowns. So $10, so fuck it.
It's also like 10 pounds, I think. Aren't they about the same value, basically?
Isn't pound a little more, worth more?
No, it's worth less now, isn't it? After Brexit.
I don't know.
After Brexit. Yeah. And I think the dollar's going strong when we're recording this, by the way. I have no idea when you're listening.
Yeah, I think this episode, it's...
has derailed a bit, but...
No, I think this episode a little bit more than it need to be, so...
Do you want to cut it off here?
Yeah.
All right, we can do that. So, yeah, we started off with gaming, ended up in economics.
Yeah, like we said in Swedish, vi har babblat klart nu.
Yeah, we've finished babbling. We really hope you enjoyed it, and we'll hope you'll return once more when we have, because we're planning on having...
A little bit often.
Yeah, a bit more often now, because, so maybe at least twice a month, we think, we're going to have this episode.
The thing is, in the beginning on our podcast, we said we're going to post once a week.
And now we're changing that to twice a week.
Yeah, because I think...
What did we say, Fridays and Tuesdays?
Tuesday and Fridays.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
In the morning, and basically at least twice a month there will be an English one, and the description will be in English, and it will probably say in the title that the title will be in English, so if you don't understand Swedish and only listen to the English one, that's what you should look out for.
If you want it, if you want it
more English,
just text us.
We are on Twitter,
Spotify.
I mean the social medias. We are on Twitter, okay. We are on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and we're on YouTube. You can write to us and say, please make more English episodes than what you do, and we'll change out so that we'll do more English.
If you have to say, if you have something more to say, obviously you can.
Yeah, obviously. Anything else you can say as well. But
Are we going to? Are we going to try to spell it this time?
Oh fuck! No, you can spell it.
Okay, I think. Help me now. I think it's SOFFB.
Did you say B or D?
B.
B. Good.
A. B. B. E. L.
Isn't it two L's?
No.
Soft bubble.
No, it's one L.
It's not one L. Okay.
Of course we are now in 8 platforms, and the main three is Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
But we prefer it if you listen on Spotify.
No, you can listen wherever you want.
Money, we want money. No. I want money. He doesn't care. I want money.
Okay. please share with your friends.
Share it.
No,
because if you love your friends, you'll have them listen to this.
We spend a lot of time with this, so if you please could share it, would mean very much.
Yeah, it would mean a lot. Thank you. Yeah, and hope to have you come and listen again next time.
Bye.
Bye.